We thank the Lord for the privilege of presenting another Way of Truth broadcast, and we're thankful that you are tuned our way. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin and Craig, and we invite you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of presenting the gospel to this precious people today, and we're trusting that wherever our broadcast service is reaching, the precious Holy Spirit will accompany it and make it a blessing to each one. You see our congregation, you know their needs, their burdens, their cares, and we know that you love them, so we're asking you to minister to them, to bless them, and to help them. And we will give you the praise, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue the musical part of our broadcast service with Brother Roger Hood singing for us, A Child of the King.
Once I was clothed in the rags of my sin, wretched and poor, lost and lonely within. But with wondrous compassion, the King of all kings, in pity and love, took me under his wing. Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Now I'm a child with a heavenly home. My Holy Father has made me his own. Now I'm cleansed by his blood and clothed in his love, and someday I'll sing with the angels above. Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, I'm a child of the King.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Holiness, a Bible Doctrine. And our text of Scripture is found in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 11. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. When Jesus Christ comes, there will be no time nor opportunity to go or to get right with the Lord. Each one will appear before the great judge just as he has lived in this time world and died. There's nothing between physical death and the resurrection that will change a person's state or condition. There is no such place as purgatory, and no one is able to pray them out of that place which does not exist. I say there's nothing that will change a person's state from the time they die until the time of the resurrection. If you are unholy when you die, you will be unholy still. If you are holy when you die, you will be holy still. You will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, the great judge, and answer for the life that you have lived in this time world. The Hebrew writer tells us, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Now, we will all stand before the Lord in judgment. So we understand the Hebrew writer here to mean that no one without holiness, no man shall see the Lord in peace. He will be there at the judgment bar of God, and if he is not holy, he will hear the great judge say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity and everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." So the Hebrew writer tells us, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Therefore, holiness is a very important doctrine, and holiness is a Bible doctrine, but there is more to it than just a doctrine. What is holiness? Separateness, purity, and righteousness. As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of living, because it is written, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. So holiness is separateness, purity, and righteousness. And of course, there's more to the definition than that. But that is the important part when we think about holiness. Living a life separated from sin. Living a life that is pure. For Jesus said, "The pure in heart shall see God." And righteousness simply means living right, doing what is right. Righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So Peter says, "As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of living, because it is written, 'Be ye holy, for I am holy.'" What is sin? Well, in the New Testament, sin is an intentional violation of what one understands to be the will of God. "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Of all the commands in the Scriptures, this is perhaps the most demanding. And again, sin is the intentional violation of the will of God, or the teachings of God's Word. Now, this involves a lifestyle. When we think about holiness and living holy, living pure and righteous, this involves a lifestyle. I say again, it's more than just a doctrine, but it is a life that we live, and we are to do the will of God. The Bible is not just a bunch of do's and don'ts, but it's a life that is to be lived. Holiness reveals us to be children who desire to be like our Father. Yes, a person who is living a holy life desires to be like his Heavenly Father. Holiness is obtainable in this life. The Apostle Paul wrote to his co-laborer, Titus, in Titus 2:11 and 12, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." So we must lay aside a life of sin, of wickedness, and evil, and in its place live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And beloved, what the Word of God teaches us to do, the grace of God gives us the power to do. We also read in Paul's writings to the church at Thessalonica, "For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness." And we understand the word uncleanness there to mean sin. God hath not called us to live a life of sin, but to the contrary, he has called us to live a life of holiness. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 7. Holiness is not an option. Holiness is the standard of the house of God, the church of God. We read in Psalm 93 and 5, Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. And the Apostle Paul in his writings to Timothy said, But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, I'm writing you this letter and giving you instructions. But he said, The house of God is the church of the living God. So the psalmist said, Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. So holiness is not an option. Again, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord in peace. Isaiah the prophet, or the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, said, A highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. Now we understand the Lord to be saying here, when he said the unclean shall not pass over it, he's talking about those who are unsaved, those who are not Christians. For sin is something that is unclean. It defiles the soul, it defiles the life. And so Isaiah, the Lord through Isaiah said, An highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. The redeemed shall walk there. Isaiah chapter 35, verses 8 and 9. Yes, the redeemed are on the highway of holiness, and only the redeemed are on the highway of holiness. And again, the unclean are not there. There's no sinner on the highway of holiness. You know, Jesus told us about two ways. One of them is narrow, and the other is broad. And of course, the broad way is the way of sin, the way of evil, and it leads to destruction. The narrow way is the way of holiness. The highway of holiness and the narrow way are synonymous. They are one and the same. If you're on the highway of holiness, you're on the narrow way. If you're on the narrow way, you're on the highway of holiness. And the narrow way leads to life eternal. So there are two ways. The highway of holiness, the straight and narrow way that leads to life eternal, or the broad road, the way of sin, that leads to destruction. Now, holiness is a practical way to live. It's not something that is unreasonable. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the church at Rome, said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. So holiness is a practical way to live. Paul went on to say there in Romans chapter 12, in verse 2, And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So holiness is a practical way to live. It's not bondage, it's freedom. Whom the Son therefore shall make free, shall be free indeed. If you be my disciples indeed, continue ye in my word, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When we talk about holiness and living holy, we're talking about living a life free from sin. Sin is bondage. Sin is servitude to the devil. The scriptures tell us, Isaiah prophesied, and Jesus read it there in the synagogue in Nazareth, as recorded in the book of Luke, that God hath anointed him to preach deliverance to the captives, the opening of the sight of the blind, also to open the prison house. So sin is a prison. Sin is bondage. And sin is servitude to Satan. Satan is your master. If you're living in sin today, Satan is your master. And what a cruel taskmaster you have. But holiness is living right. It's doing what is right. It's treating your neighbor right. It's treating your wife or your husband right. It's treating your children right. And it's living the kind of a life that is pleasing and acceptable in the sight of God and is a blessing to the nation. Yes, righteousness exalteth a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. A look at some false conceptions of holiness. Let us look at this. One of the things that is false in conception in regard to holiness is human perfection. When we talk about holiness, we're not talking about being a person so holy that you never make a mistake. There's no failure in anything that you endeavor to do. That's a false conception. Human perfection is false holiness. It's holding up a standard higher than what the Bible teaches, and thus it is false holiness. So when we look at false conceptions of holiness, human perfection is one of them. Also, self-righteousness is a false conception of holiness. The Bible teaches us that our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. When I talk about us living a holy, righteous, and godly life, I'm not talking about self-righteousness and look at me, look how holy I am. You know, Jesus gave us a parable of two people that went up to the temple. One of them was a Pharisee, and he stood there and he prayed, bragging and boasting about how holy he was. I fast so many times a week, and I pay my tithes, and I do this, and I do that. Jesus said that man went home the same old hypocrite he was when he came to the temple to pray. Jesus told us of another man who did not feel worthy to even lift his eyes heavenward. And he smote his breast and said, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." And that man went home saved. He went home righteous. So when we talk about false conceptions of holiness, self-righteousness is one of those false conceptions. Also, outward form. There are many, Jesus said, who have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. They worship me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Oh yes, there are various forms in the religious world, and some people think it's such a beautiful thing, but outward form is nothing more than a conception of false holiness. One is not holy just because he appears to be holy or wears a certain kind of garment. You do not have to wear a uniform, nor does all the women have to dress in some way, nor do the men. You can wear more colors than just black and white. I know you can wear too flashy of colors that would draw attention to yourself, but you don't have to wear a uniform that does not make you holy. And wearing black and white doesn't make you holy. Again, holiness begins in the heart. It affects the outward man, yes, I know. And there is a doctrine of modesty taught in the scriptures. But you know, a person can dress modest and still have sin in their hearts. So holiness is not comprehended in outward appearance alone or clothes alone. Holiness, I say, begins in the heart, and it affects your daily living, and it will affect the outward man, and it will affect your manner of dress, yes. It'll affect your manner of talk. It'll affect your manner of living in every area of life. And you can wear the garments that are supposedly black and white or uniform and still have sin and hatred and malice in your heart. But if you're going to live holy, you have to have an experience of salvation wherein your heart is pure. Again, Jesus said, "The pure in heart shall see God." You are not holy just because you don't drink, get drunk, or curse, steal or lie. Yes, all of those things are sin, but there's a lot of people in the land and in the world who do not get drunk. They do not curse and swear. They do not steal and they do not lie. And still, they're not a Christian. They're still not living a holy life. True holiness will give a convincing appearance of holiness, adjust the dress question, the standard of modesty, and change our desires. Holiness of heart and life. Holiness frees one from selfishness, from pride, from envy, from jealousy, from enmity, from carnal strife, from the desire to rule or ruin. It enables one to see Christ as the head of the church, and you let him be your Lord and your master, the Lord of your life, the master of your life, and you seek to please him. Present rewards for living holy is, number one, peace with God. Romans 1:5-1 tells us, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, wherein we have this grace to stand. We have God's love shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Yes, it is the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that causes us or enables us to love everybody, even our very enemies, if we have any. And we have fellowship with God. Yes, we have fellowship with God and with His Son, Jesus Christ, and with the saints of God. So the Apostle John teaches us in 1 John 1:3. We say that we have fellowship, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth, John said in 1 John 1:6. So if we're going to have fellowship with God, with His Son, Jesus Christ, and with the saints of God, we must live holy, righteously, and godly. For if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. In conclusion, there is only two ways. Again, the highway of holiness that leads to life eternal, and the broad road that leads to destruction. We all are on one or the other of these ways. Again, the highway of holiness leads to eternal life, and the broad way leads to eternal destruction. Which one are you on? Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit accompany the words that have been spoken and make them a blessing to souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. We invite you to write us. We'd be thankful to hear from you, to know that our program is a blessing to you, and you may address your mail, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You may listen to our broadcast again, or you may get any that you have missed, for we do have them on the Internet. And if you'll go to our webpage, you can not only find a number of our broadcasts there, also, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you can join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. And our services are broadcast live over the Internet. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig, thanking you for listening to today's broadcast, inviting you to be with us next week when we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
the dust of the earth. My God created man, His breath made man a living soul. For God so loved the world, He
God's word.